Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Raul, R-A-U-L, Echeverria, E-C-H-E-V-A-R-R-I-A, Jr. Raul Echeverria, Jr. is a 38-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12-20-22. Appeared at that time he was lifting a concrete block on his left shoulder. Appeared as a result he believes he injured his left lower back when symptoms presented the next day. Appeared he did go to the emergency room in Elmer afterwards. Appeared he also saw a chiropractor who had him undergo x-rays that reportedly showed a broken bone in his back. Appeared he later went to the emergency room about a week later when a tailgate fell on him. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared in paragraph as per his claim petition, Mr. Echeverria alleges he was lifting a heavy tailgate on 12-20-22 and injured his back with radiculopathy. Appeared medical records show he was seen at the Spirit Emergency Room on 12-20-22. Period. While there, he was administered Toradol and was prescribed Lidoderm patch and diazepam. Period. As for history, he stated he had lower back pain after lifting a heavy box about a week ago. Period. On this date of 12-20-22, after lifting a tailgate, his leg gave out and his pain became worse. But he had been seen by a chiropractor. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. The paragraph on 1-20-23. He came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Kirshner, complaining of left leg pain. Period. He denied having any treatment for his lower back since the injury. But he was seen by a chiropractor who ordered an x-ray of the lumbar spine, but was never actually treated by this chiropractor. Period. The petitioner complained of 7/10 level pain. But as a reference point, Dr. Kirshner wrote, this was, quote, suggesting a 7/10 would equal a pain level that required an ambulance and or need to get to a hospital. Period. End quote. Nevertheless, the petitioner was not in such distress. Period. His blood pressure was 142/92 and his pulse ox was 99%. Period. He had the petitioner undergo an MRI of the lumbar spine on 4/17/23. Period. There was a disc bulge with midline disc protrusion at L5-S1, contributing to moderate spinal canal stenosis. Period. This narrows the bilateral subarticular zones, comma, potentially impinging the downgoing S1 nerve roots. Period. Otherwise, there was no significant spinal canal or foraminal narrowing. Period. He continued to see Dr. Kirshner through 4/21/23. Period. He cleared Mr. Echeverria to work full duty with no restrictions. Period. He was placed in maximum medical improvement for lumbago and L5-S1 degenerative disc disease with a large herniated nucleus pulposus causing moderate to severe central stenosis and severe left lateral recess stenosis. Period. He recommended continuation of a home exercise program. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a rough texture to the skin on the hands. Period. The rest of that is normal. Extremities lower normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. And bicycle. He changed positions fluidly but complained of low back pain while doing so. Period. Left side bending was full to 25 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without tenderness. Period. The West tenderness palpation on the left L5 transverse process, but there was none on the right. None of the paravertebral musculature or in the midline. Paired CD straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 90 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired there was a positive reverse flip maneuver for symptom magnification. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 90 degrees. Elicited no low back or radicular complaints. Paired impressions. On 12-20-22, Raul Echeverria reportedly injured his back while putting a tailgate on a truck. Paired, he was seen in the emergency room the same day. Paired, they ascertained he injured his back a week before also. Paired, he did undergo plain x-rays that Dr. Kirshner described as showing good preservation of the normal lumbar lordotic curve with no evidence of spondylolisthesis. There were 5 non-rib-bearing lumbar vertebrae and no evidence of significant degenerative disease or distal space narrowing. Period. In the paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Echeverria is virtually benign. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines. Paired seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited only low back tenderness at very obtuse angles, making this response clinically inconsequential. Paired in the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. And that is the end.